Sagittarius sun signs and Sagittarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And Sag, this has been quite a watery year for you. You've been traveling through a lot of cups energy. In the month of June, you had the Ace of Cups reversed, and it was really an opportunity to come home to the center of your passion and to consider what you were saying yes to. You know, what your heart song truly was. I mean, it sounds kind of like a silly question perhaps for a Sag who wants to move it and shake it and do it and explore it and sometimes effort it. But there was a really sweet watery energy that was opening you up to intentionality in the month of June. You know, what choices were you making to invite certain things in? Were they in alignment with the deepest heart center? All of those kinds of questions. And also finding a kind of greater ease, finding a kind of greater flow that just sort of naturally unfolded rather than having to, you know, kind of push it. And the energy that you're stepping into in the month of July is quite literally major. It's the major arcana, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. And this card is associated with the planet Jupiter, which is your natural ruler. And, you know, there can be this feeling with Jupiter sometimes of wild excess or going over the top or this kind of Vegas high-rolling energy. And there is that quality of risk in the Wheel of Fortune because we have to kind of give it up and turn it loose to what we can't see in our lives. And you've already been working through that, and you've been working through it based on the navigational system of your own feelings, you know, for a change of your own kind of interior emotional life. And in many ways, the month of July may feel kind of innocuous to you. It may feel like kind of nothing's happening. And that's okay. And your kind of ability to be okay with that is actually incubating your next expansion. And what I mean by that is that in the month of July, you don't have to kind of search for clues. You don't have to search for the bigger picture of the meaning of your life. And your sign is so much associated with that kind of injecting the meaning, finding, you know, taking all the sort of mysterious bits and syncing them up into what's the philosophy, what's the larger truth, what is the larger purpose here. And you're actually asked to stay quite low to the ground in July. It's almost as if you were, and I told this actually recently to a client, but it's almost as if you were on a scavenger hunt and picking up little clues, but not actually having to like understand them. You know, you're almost just like seeing little kind of innocuous moments in your life. Maybe it's an encounter with a new person or some sort of interest that was on your periphery and now kind of pops out. It's almost like when you learn a new word and then you start to hear it everywhere, but not having to kind of figure out what those things mean. Just being attentive to these little kinds of clues. And in that process, releasing some of your control around having to kind of stick your hand directly in the wheel and kind of mess it up. It's almost like a roulette wheel or something where you are not the one in control ultimately. You kind of roll the dice and you release it into the wheel, and then we see where it stops. And there's a really beautiful quality of release that's available to you this month. And you don't have to sort it. You don't have to figure it out quite yet. Trust that the sun is kind of rising of its own accord, and you can just sort of be like a little ant carrying your sugar crystals this month. Wishing you a really released and relaxed month of July, Sagittarius, and I will speak with you soon.